Welcome, gorgeous, to Yoga for the Vagina. I'm Tamara Mercica, and I created this online series so that women like yourself could experience the juicy succulents available to every single one of us ladies. When we know how to breathe life into our body, we're able to heal our body quite literally from the inside out, not just so we can live, but so we can thrive. So thank you so much for letting me guide you into your most authentic, loving self, or as I like to call it, your true self, because that is what you will experience as you start to explore the many sequences I've created for you. Please take a moment now to thank yourself for being willing to get naked with me on this journey into self-love and self-acceptance, because I know it takes courage to look inside. The Layer 1 introduction is designed to give you all the information you need to get started, because actually doing the practice is where you'll learn the most about yourself and your body. That said, there are some key understandings you need to know first, hence why it's really important you listen right to the end of this audio. Then I'll continue to layer the learnings and education as you explore each sequence. Yoga for the Vagina is neither a sport nor a performance, so please enter this practice from a place of love, not force. Yoga for the Vagina, it really is a lifelong study into self. What I mean by that is there is so much content in this course, you can continue to learn more and more about yourself for years to come if you continue to practice and set aside time to explore the many play sheets that I've created. So where do we start? With your practice space. Make your practice space yummy. All you need for your practice is a space that feels safe and private, with at least one free wall and enough floor space to do a starfish with your body. You don't need a whole room dedicated to your practice, but if you do have a spare room, by all means, turn it into your yoga space. What's most important is that you pick a place and make it peaceful to the eye. That means clearing out any dirty old socks, moving the kids' toys. You don't want to feel cramped in. Keep the space clean and eliminate any random objects so you're free of distractions and don't have to push things aside before settling in. Uncluttered space equals uncluttered mind. Make sure you let other people in the house know this is your personal space so they can really appreciate and respect it. If you have a yoga mat, place it in your space with a lovely towel over the top so that you don't get oil on your mat. If you don't have a mat, that's okay. You can simply place a towel on a carpeted floor. Just make sure that you have something soft but supportive to lie on. I also suggest having a few cushions, a folded towel, and a folded blanket that you can use to support you in your practice. None of this needs to be fancy or expensive. Just grab the cushions off your couch or the pillows off your bed. Work with what you have because ultimately it's your presence that is the most important part of the practice. That said, do feel free to make your space yummy. You don't need to go overboard. Perhaps a small vase of flowers or a candle, maybe an ornament that means something to you. Maybe you'd like to burn some essential oils. Whatever puts the wink in your booty shake. The more inviting you make your yoga space, the more it will seduce you into a regular practice. Creating a sacred space in your home, specifically for your yoga practice, will infuse that area with healing powers that will invite you to melt into your practice so you can really feel the energetic shifts. When you arrive on your mat, your subconscious will register, "Oh, I'm here again." That means it's time to relax and take this time to journey into myself. Make your space as perfectly simple or as wildly elaborate as you please. Ditch your threads. Whether you're stiff, have stopped counting the candles on your birthday cake, or don't own an expensive pair of leggings, you're in the right place. No leggings are required for this style of yoga because I invite you to practice naked. Our body is to be celebrated and touched and cherished, and who not best to give you that love than you? Now, you certainly don't have to get naked for your practice, but you'll find it a whole lot easier to maintain skin-on-skin contact during the self-massage, not to mention sipping the egg inside. The practice is a beautiful opportunity to connect with your naked self. No layers, just raw, naked you. Besides, you'll be using a beautiful oil, so you probably don't want to get that on your gorgeous garments. Prepare for your practice. In the lead up to your practice, there's a couple of things you'll need to do. Firstly, don't eat for at least 20 minutes before you start, or your body will be too busy digesting to focus on healing. Make sure you've drunk some water, as this will keep you hydrated through your practice, and at the very least, wash your hands so you don't bring bacteria into your practice. The vagina is highly sensitive, so you want to have good hygiene when you're using the jade egg. String your egg and warm it up. To warm up my egg, I place it under the back of my bent knee in base position when I'm ready to turn on the guided audio. You could also place your egg on the dip of your throat or on your belly button. These are lovely places to leave the egg to warm as you begin your practice. Simply find a clean place that resonates with you. You don't want to shock your vagina with a cold egg. Place a small bowl of massage oil near your mat. I always recommend organic coconut oil, which you can buy from a health food shop or the health food section of most supermarkets. Coconut oil is an antiviral, helping keep the vaginal flora healthy. And if you are someone who experiences thrush, it can actually help eradicate that. Whichever oil you choose, just make sure that it's something you'd be willing to eat, as our skin absorbs what we put on it straight into our bloodstream. Claim your practice time. Let the other people in your home know that the next 30 or 60 minutes, it's for you and you're not to be interrupted. Maybe you put up a do not disturb sign on your door, turn your mobile phone off, or even better, take it out of the room. Take any other phones off the hook. Make sure that you're unreachable for the entirety of your practice so you can fully immerse yourself into it. One more thing. Make sure you have your sense of humor with you, especially if this is your first time using a jade egg. It's not at all unusual for the first few practices to feel a little awkward. Once you get the practicalities down, the practice itself really is quite simple, and then you're free to gradually work your way through the exercises and poses. So simply explore with the curiosity of your inner child.